This morning to Galatians chapter 4, to hear God's word in Galatians 4, verses 4 through 7. Galatians 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Amen. May he bless his word to us. You may be seated. Well, as I mentioned this morning, we are, over the next 2 weeks, or this week and next week, looking at these four clauses, these four phrases in Galatians 4, verse 4. The fullness of time, when the fullness of time had come, that's number one, which we considered this morning. Number two, we consider this evening, God sent forth his Son, and then next week, born of a woman, and then born under the law. These phrases help us to understand Jesus' mission. They give us a backstory, in a way, the origin of our hero, of our victor. This beginning helps us to understand who he is and why he came. And today, as I mentioned, or tonight, focus on this second phrase, God sent forth his Son. Now, as I've mentioned to you many times before in various settings, one of the questions I'm always asking myself as I read the scriptures is, do I reflect in my own thinking and my own life the way that the scriptures themselves speak? In my theology and the categories that are in my head, am I reflecting, do I manifest in myself the things that are there in the Word? And I was challenged again, as I often am, when preparing for this sermon, in this way, just a little bit. The Word says that God sent forth his Son. And I noticed when thinking about this phrase how often that I speak of the coming of Jesus.